been a hot summer, so you won't be surprised to hear that every state in the continental U.S. and Alaska was warmer than average, 2.1 degrees above average to be exact. And that hot and humid weather can be dangerous for some. Colorado, it turns out, is among the states with the fastest warming summers, and they're trying to adapt to their changing climate. John Daly from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio reports.
It's September at Tre Vista Elementary School in Denver. That usually means it's back to school season, and it is hot.
Once you have all discussed a definition around human rights, what's your last...
Jessica Mullen's fifth grade classroom is on the west side of the 1930s era brick building. The school has no AC. Mullen says during warm months, the room gets toasty.
You're sweating. The kids are sweating. Kids get lethargic because it's so warm inside.
Student Tatiana Bell says that makes it tough to concentrate.
It's pretty hard because you're so hot you can't stop moving around and stuff.
The assistant facilities manager, Samuel Martinez, takes me around the building. In one class, his handheld thermometer reads 82 degrees. In another room on the top floor with big windows, Martinez records the hottest temperature. It's even hotter than outside.
Whoa, 89.2. So, I mean, that's almost 90 degrees. That's hot.
Hot buildings, schools, offices, and homes are the new normal. Temperatures in Colorado rose by 2 degrees Fahrenheit between 1977 and 2006. They're projected to go up another 4 degrees by mid-century. Todd Sanford is a climate scientist with Climate Central.
Among other climate risks, summer heat risk in Colorado does appear to be increasing from what we've seen in the past decades, and likely future projections show more of the same, if not more.
Heat kills more people in the U.S. than all other weather-related hazards combined. That may seem surprising, but when the body gets hot, it has a hard time cooling down. Besides the risk of death, heat can cause problems like heat stroke, dehydration, cramps, exhaustion, dizziness, and vomiting. Todd Sanford warns,
this is a public health threat.
Most at risk, young children, also people with pre-existing medical conditions, and the elderly. That describes many of the folks who meet at the Swansea Recreational Center on Denver's north side.
Regular bingo, four corners, small diamond, any five in a row, all right?
A group of five women are here to play their regular bingo game. They're talking about the heat today with Malaka Getabecha. He's program coordinator for climate resiliency projects and works for a nonprofit called Groundwork Denver.
So if anyone's interested, it's an 11-question survey, which if you fill out...
Getabecha is doing a survey asking older residents how they handle the heat, how they keep cool, and whether they have AC. All of them say they know heat can be dangerous. Bertha Portales, who's 83, says summer heat complicates her respiratory problems.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, in the summer when the ozone's bad, I can't go outside. I can't breathe. I have such a time, so I don't go outside all day.
Heat waves in places like Chicago and Europe have claimed many lives. Seniors living alone without good cooling are particularly vulnerable. Getabecha says his group is developing an extreme heat plan based on the survey.
It could really be something that makes a difference of saving someone's life when it comes to extreme heat and heat waves coming in.
Likewise, the wheels are in motion for the city of Denver.
So we're essentially right here in this little red spot. And you can tell
Sarah Davis works in the city forester's office. We're on the city's north side in an area with little tree cover, like many low-income neighborhoods.
And when you look at this map, you can really tell that the hottest areas match those with the most unshaded, impervious surfaces. So our
Davis says the city aims to plant thousands of shade trees and right-of-ways. Denver is creating a vulnerability map to see exactly which populations are most at risk. Dave Erickson, the city's senior environmental administrator, says they've already adopted a climate change adaptation plan.
It's a slow-motion train wreck in a sense that we're seeing these changes gradually evolve, and we want to be able to adapt to those changes.
Back at Tre Vista Elementary, a window fan churns in virtually every room. This fall, voters will weigh in on a bond proposal that includes cooling upgrades in dozens of Denver schools, including this one. The cost? $70 million. And that's just one district in a warming state where many buildings were constructed for a cooler climate. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly in Denver.